The MP for Lower Manya, Michael Tay Nyaunyo, says the National Dutch by Rawlings will continue to visit other constituencies to solicit votes to change the leadership of the NDC. He said so far, Nana Kunedu is doing well in her campaign exercise. Mr. Nyaunyo spoke to Abigail Abi on Behind the News.
We'll continue visiting the respective constituencies and tell them with our messages. Meanwhile, we have to change the return driver. And we believe that as the response is already going, we believe that it will go like that and eventually change.
I'm sure you know the enormity of the task ahead of you.
Exactly that. We have never underestimated it for 1 second. We know we are dealing with the incumbent government, or the president for that matter, and we know that all the state operators are at our disposal. We are also not oblivious of the fact that the ministers of state and maybe the DCEs and other appointees will support him. But that notwithstanding, we said we are going for this. We are sending messages that are credible. We are sending messages that are of truth and of hope. So we believe we have gone back on a genuine cause, and we believe we shall be victorious.
So where exactly are you starting from?
We are continuing because we've already covered about 6 regions in this country already. So we are continuing.
Now, you have likened the NDC to a Yutong bus and Professor Mills being the driver of this Yutong bus. And from what you have been saying, you think that the bus driver should be changed. What do you make of critics who also think that instead of changing the bus driver, probably there is a noisy passenger on that bus and that passenger should be dropped so that he will stop distracting the driver?
If vehicles will say that passengers on board that maybe another one of them should be dropped, then what's the sense of their committee as commercial vehicles for that matter? No matter how a passenger is behaving in your vehicle when you are en route from Accra to Kumasi, you try to talk to him. And when he's becoming a liability in the car, then you report it to the policeman. Rather than say you drop the passenger, there will be wide consequences. The next thing the passenger does, then send him back to where you picked him, which you find extremely difficult. It's not going to be impossible. So it's not a matter of dropping the passenger. It's a matter of seeing how best to contain that passenger.
The MP for Lower Manya, Michael Tay Nyaunyo, talking to Abigail Abi.